Hey, 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 it's your favorite career coach, Crystal Williams, and I'm back in the Peculiar Palace on the mic again this week to not only empower and position you to be all you can be to thrive in your career, but to also give you peculiar strategies that infuse faith to accelerate in your 9-to-5 career journey. Let's jump into the episode.
Good morning, and welcome to the Career Prosperity Prayer Call. Y'all, as usual, I am just so excited to join each and every one of you all every Monday morning at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Time to collectively say thank you, God. Thank you, God, for how far you have brought us from. Thank you, God, for what you are doing in this very moment. And thank you, God, for what you have in store for us. We do not know what the Lord has in store for us this week, but by faith, we believe that whatever is in store for us, it is designed by God. God is going to be leading the way. And for that, we just say thank you, God, for being in the midst. Thank you, God, for allowing us to set the atmosphere in our workplaces, whether it be virtual, whether it be in person. God, we thank you for directing our every path. And so wherever you're at this morning, definitely give God a shout of praise, a hand clap of praise, or however you want to do it. Praise the Lord, because he is worthy. He is forever worthy. And so for that, we just say thank you, God. Thank you, God. Okay. All right. So let's get into it this morning. During our jam session, I let it go over a tad bit because these were the songs that were ringing in my mind all weekend. And I was just like, yes, God. And so the first song we played was entitled Waymaker. And so it goes like this: Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. And so when the Lord dropped that song in my spirit, I was like, yes, thank you, God, because I was just going through a lot this weekend. A lot was happening this weekend. And all the time, you have to remind yourself of who God is. You got to remind yourself of the God that you serve on a regular basis. And we serve a waymaker God. We serve a miracle worker God. We serve a promise keeping God. We serve a God that is a light in the darkness. So we declare and decree, what God, that is who you are. That is who you are. And it's not just a song, but it's scripture. It's based upon scripture as well. So definitely look it up, my friends. Look it up. Don't just take my words, but look it up in the good word, okay? In this good word. If you're watching me on YouTube, you see I got my Bible in front of me as usual, but I'm pointing to it. It is scripture related. It is biblical. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper. He is the what? Light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. And so the second song, my friends, that was just ringing in my spirit this past weekend was Great Are You, Lord. Great Are You, Lord. And that is the song where we sing, it is your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. It is your breath, meaning it is God's breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to God, and we count it all joy. We count it a privilege to even be able to open our mouths to just sing, to just give God a praise and lift our voice and just, you know, give him all the glory and all the honor, because he is what? He is worthy. He is worthy. And so I just thank God for, and the song definitely aligns with what I typically say each and every Monday morning we meet, is that God has breathed a breath of fresh air down our lungs this morning. If he did not, we would not be able to be on this call. So God, we thank you for breathing a breath of fresh air down our lungs this morning, because it is whose breath in our lungs? It is God's breath in our lungs and nobody else's. Let's not get it twisted. It is God's breath in our lungs, okay? And amen and amen. All right, you all, let's keep it moving this morning. I pray all is well with you all. I pray that when you woke up this morning, the Lord just spoke to you and said, child, I got you. So whatever is going on in your world, in your circle, God has got you. Whatever is going on in your career journey, whatever is going on in business, whatever is going on in life in general, I'm here to tell you, God got you. God got you. And that, my friends, is good news. Okay. All right. So while we were getting dressed this weekend, I heard my daughter, my youngest daughter saying that she was a masterpiece and it was a masterpiece. And I was like, you know, I looked at her, I said, now she is definitely intellectual, smart, and all the things, and she's only two. And so when she said masterpiece, I was like, oh, I never heard you say that word, baby girl. And so my husband said, she probably got it from you. She probably heard you saying masterpiece or something. I was like, you know what? You're probably right. And so that's why it's so important, y'all, especially if you got kids. So be careful what you say around your kids and things like that, because they are thinking, they are literally taking it in. They're taking every word you say in, whether you know it or not. And so my daughter said masterpiece, and I said, God, that just really stuck with me this past over the weekend. And so I was like, oh, God, do you want me to talk about this? Do you want me to elaborate on masterpiece, the word masterpiece? And I've elaborated on the word masterpiece before, but every time the Lord gives me something, it's always something new. It's always something new that he wants to bring to my attention, if it's something that I've already covered on this prayer call or anything, right? And so I go into a research of the word masterpiece. And so the definition, my friends, of a masterpiece is work done with extraordinary skill. I'm going to say it again. Work done with extraordinary skill. And so it goes on to talk about how a masterpiece is a person's greatest piece of work, as in an art. Anything done with masterly skill, a masterpiece of improvisation. And then it says a consummate example of skill or excellence of any kind. And so the sentence that goes with that is the chef's cake was a masterpiece. And so as I was researching again about the word masterpiece, specifically in the Bible, it states the word masterpiece comes from Ephesians 2:10, right? And so if you don't know what Ephesians 2:10 states, and I'm reading from the NIV, it states, for we are God's handiwork, right? It says we are God's handiwork, but in other versions, my friends, it also says, versions of the Bible, that is, it also says, for we are God's masterpiece, okay? Created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do, okay? For us to do. And so I want you to sit with that specific verse. Again, that is Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. And while I was reflecting on that, I went to another version where of the Bible. I can't remember what version of the Bible contains the word masterpiece, but it says, for we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so we can do the good things he planned for us long ago. Okay, I'm going to say that last part again. So we can do the good things he, as in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, God, has planned for us long ago. Okay, long ago. And so as I was reflecting on this, God just kept speaking to me about a few things. And then he highlighted the word anew. And so all of this is going to come together, right, my friends? Anew. So I said, God, let's look up the word anew. Like, he was leading me to look it up. And so anew is A-N-E-W, right? Anew is an adverb that means to do something again, once more, or in a new and different way. It often implies a fresh start or a different approach to an action, okay? I'm gonna say that again. It often implies a fresh start or a different approach to an action. And so, my friends, that is one of the declarations that we talked about the last two prayer calls, how we were declaring and decreeing that this month, this is the eighth month of the year. There is no coincidence that God brought this scripture back up to me and had me do a deep dive. But we are declaring this month for a fresh start. We are declaring this month for God to take a different approach in our situations that we may be facing, in our career journeys, in our life journeys, and just or in business in general. So we are just declaring that thing. But y'all, this is what also got me, because the Lord had me going down this hole. He said, okay, when you look up the word masterpiece now, because this is the first time he brought this to my attention. And like I said, it's always something new, but that's the good thing about reading the word of God or just diving deep into the word of God, because there's always new revelation that God should be giving to you. Okay. And so this time, my friends, as I was looking up the word masterpiece, it gave me the Greek origin. And so the Greek origin of the word masterpiece is poema. And so that is spelled P-O-I-E-M-A. P-O-I-E-M-A. And so poema, my friends, is the root for the English word poem. For the English word poem, P-O-E-M, it implies a creative, expressive masterpiece made by an artist, okay? Made by an artist. And I was just like, God, you really speaking to me this morning, because one thing about it, if y'all don't know, I am a poet, right? I write poetry. I even have my book entitled Soul Ignition. It's for sale. Soul Ignition, which is my career empowerment book in a poetic form. And it also gives instructions on how to navigate in your career in a strategic and purposeful and authentic manner. Okay. And so poema, the roots, or poema, the Greek meaning of masterpiece, it goes on to talk about some more things. It says older or more literal versions, like the KJV, translate poema as workmanship. KJV is King James Version of the Bible. And modern translations like the NLT, which is the New Living Translation, use masterpiece. Okay, so that answered my question earlier that I was just sharing with y'all, that I could not remember what version of the Bible the word masterpiece is in the verse Ephesians 2:10, and it's the New Living Translations, my friends, okay? And so it uses masterpiece to capture the intentional artistry of God, the intentional artistry of God. And so, my friends, please know that God made you to be his masterpiece. You were intentionally designed by God for such a time as this, to be exactly where you are and how you are in this season. And so for that, I had to really sit with that when the Lord was just downloading that in my spirit. I said, God, thank you. And it made perfect sense to me, because the Lord had been dropping in my spirit another phrase, my friends, and that is the phrase, you are right where you need to be. You are right where you need to be. I'm gonna say that again. You are right where you need to be. And I know some of you, just like me, may have been questioning, like, God, is this really where I'm supposed to be in this season? Is this really what I'm supposed to be doing in this season? Which way do you want me to go in my career? Which way do you want me to go in my business? Which way do you want me to go in life in general? Which way? And I know we have all asked those questions of ourselves from time and time in various different seasons of our life. But my friends, I'm coming here this morning to let you know that you are right where you need to be. You are right where you need to be. God is saying you are right where you need to be in this season of your life. And so, that is such good news, my friends, such good news. And because you are God's masterpiece, because he is so intentional about the way he has designed the intricacies of you, your internal thoughts, right? The way he has designed, the way you look, from your head to your toes, he has designed you on purpose, not by accident, not by coincidence, but on purpose. And when he designed you, he took a different approach. That's a good news, right? He took a different approach when designing you. He took a different approach when he said, I'm going to create her. I'm going to create him, okay? All right? And so when you find yourself questioning, it's not wrong to question whether or not you are maybe going in the right direction here or there, but it matters who you question, right? It matters who you question. You don't want to just question yourself, don't want to question your friends or whomever like that. You want to question God, because God is the only one that can truly answer your question and truly confirm that this is exactly where I need you to be in this moment. And so what further confirmed this for me, my friends, and this may be something that you may be thinking as well, is that this summer I started off having a lot of plans. I started off having this trip planned. I started off having another, work trip planned. I started off having, all these things going on, right? But the Lord, one by one, stripped it away. He stripped it away. And I said, okay, God, clearly, if you stripping something away, it is for a reason. It is for a reason. Because that's where I'm at in my walk with God right now. I'm like, this didn't happen by accident. This didn't happen by chance. This didn't happen by, oh, it's a coincidence. No, this happened because this is where God wants me to be in this season. And so, my friends, we got to declare, I am God's masterpiece, and I'm exactly where I need to be. Can we just declare that this morning? I am God's masterpiece, and I am exactly where I need to be. I'm gonna say it again so we can say it together. I am God's masterpiece, and I am exactly where I need to be. And so the Lord had me say more, and I'm just going to read this for you, or say more. He had me write more down, and it says, as a masterpiece, I find peace in the Prince of Peace, my God, who designed me from head to toe just to show he don't play about me, a one-of-a-kind masterpiece, okay? I'm going to say that again. As a masterpiece, I find peace in the Prince of Peace, my God, who designed me from head to toe just to show he don't play about me, a one-of-a-kind masterpiece. Okay. And so, my friends, I want to let you know that you are one of a kind. You are God's masterpiece. And it's not by coincidence or chance that you're listening to this message this morning. And so I'm going to read to you again, Ephesians 2:10, for we are what? God's masterpiece. created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. For us to do. And I could go deeper in this, y'all, but I'm not going to hold y'all too long this morning. But I'm going to say this one thing because I'm led to. Where it says in the scripture, which God prepared in advance for us to do, or in other words, where it says, so we can do the good things he planned for us long ago. When you find yourself questioning, is this where I'm supposed to be? And yes, it is where you're supposed to be. God planned this long, long ago. He planned where you were going to be long, long ago. It may be a surprise to you, but it certainly isn't a surprise to God. And so for that, my friends, we just have to trust that God is truly in control, and he knows. And he knows exactly what he is doing because he is Lord of all. He is King of Kings, Lord of Lords. He is Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the what? And the end. Okay? All right. And so as a closing, I do want to close with a poem that I wrote back in 2022. And guess what it's called, my friends? I am a masterpiece. It's called I Am a Masterpiece. And so this is truly a declaration of purpose. It's a declaration of peace. And it's a declaration of promise. Okay. And so here it goes. I am a masterpiece. Therefore, anything I work on is a masterpiece because of the master's peace, P-E-A-C-E, given to my soul to go after not just the peace, P-I-E-C-E, of the promise, but every piece. Now, that fact gives me peace. Because despite the storms of life, I know who is the ultimate giver of life and can bring peace in the midst of the storm, because that's just the norm. When you rock with the rock, you know the rock that nobody can jock. When you rock with the rock, you know that peace, and expect that peace is right around the corner, because you are a what? You are a masterpiece. That's a significant piece of the master's peace plan. You know that plan that showcases you as a masterpiece, that infuses a sense of peace throughout the world. Specifically, that plan that showcases you as a masterpiece, that portrays you as the true image of God you are. Yes, that masterpiece, that is the centerpiece of God's heart and is a magnificent work of art. So shout it off the mountaintops, my friends, that I'm surrounded by the master's peace, the master's peace, the master's peace, P-E-A-C-E. Therefore, anything given to me by the master of peace is a masterpiece. Thank you, God, for making me a masterpiece. All right. And so that is the end of the poem. And so I just thank God for this word this morning. I pray that you will sit with it and understand, truly understand, that you are a masterpiece. All right, my friends, let's get into this good word of prayer. Lord, Father God, I thank you. I thank you for your sons and your daughters under the sound of my voice, God. God, I thank you for their fresh starts. I thank you for making them anew and doing it for them over and over again, taking a different approach in their career, taking a different approach in their businesses, and taking a different approach in their life in general. God, I thank you for orchestrating all that you do in our lives. I thank you for designing us. I thank you for making us such a masterpiece, meaning being super intentional about where you have called us to be in this very moment, and where you have placed or positioned us to be in this very moment. So God, I ask that you continue to Speak to us, God. Speak to us, Holy Spirit. Be in the room. Be in the midst. God, we thank you. Whoever is starting a new job this week, we thank you. Whoever is starting a new business this week, we thank you for the downloads. We thank you for the courage, God, to even move and do what you have called us to do. God, we thank you for the person who is doing new things in life in general, who is taking steps of faith and trusting that you are truly in control of their life, trusting that you are truly in control of their career, trusting that you are truly in control of their business, trusting that you are truly in control over everything, despite what it may look like. God, we just thank you for taking hold of the situation and putting the situation in your hands, because we know that when it's in your hands, God, you truly have it in control, and it's going to work out for our good. It's going to work out. And by faith, we just believe that. So God, we thank you. We thank you for designing us to be your masterpieces. We thank you for giving us peace in our spirit that surpasses all understanding, God. We thank you for comforting us like no other. We thank you, God, for newfound visions that you have given us, God. We thank you for newfound courage to execute on those visions and execute on them unapologetically, meaning not worrying about what naysayers may say, but worrying about what you may say. For we know the applause of man mean nothing, but the applause from you mean everything. So God, we thank you. We thank you for your love. We thank you for showing us grace. And we pray that you show us much favor as we go into this work week and beyond. And so for that, my God, we say thank you. We say thank you, thank you, thank you, and amen, and amen. All right, my friends. Have a wonderful, blessed, and productive work week, and I will catch you back up here next time. Thank you for joining me in the Peculiar Palace for another episode of the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I pray this episode empowered and inspired you to go forth and conquer your career journey. So I'll catch you here next time.